Bonsoir à tous. This is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is putting the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engine stuck on him, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight I have two special guests and a terrible cold, as you can hear. Firstly, you just heard Eudoxie Silvestre announce the programme. And Eudoxie lives near Gaillac and is staying with me and my wife to improve our English. So I invited her on the show. Say hello again, Eudoxie.
Hello.
Secondly, I'm delighted to welcome back Mr. Gary Finch, the pop master, as I call him. He's making all the selections this evening. Hi, Gary. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much for inviting me back.
And where would you like to start?
First of all, I'd like to start with a Canadian artist who was born in 1941. And she goes by the name of Bupi Sainte-Marie.
Hey, baby, I just got back from town. The bribes appeared, honey, they turned my offer down. They say the deal's already made, so now I gotta stand and watch while it all comes down. And the buzzards and the hawks and the judges and the mob circle round. If I were the queen of all the world, I would go in chains just to see you free of the ropes that bind you and the role you play and the pride that hooks you. All the big ones get away. Love junkies want to change the world. Quickly stays the same. Money junkies fire all the smart ones. Power junkies run the game. One step at a time. Polarity Hill. Bad guys don't get too big, then the good guys will. With angels on the take and gangsters in the yard. Hey, don't the wars come easy? Hey, don't the peace come hard? That crescent moon, wield it like a knife, save it from the lies, from the ropes that bind you, and the role you play, and the game that hooks you, while the big ones get away.
Mm-hmm. Buffy St. Marie, The Big Ones Get Away from 1992.
Good start to the program. Yes.
You were telling me that she's a Native American from Canada.
Born in Canada, yes, in 1941. Uh-huh. And the track that we just heard then was taken from the LP Coincidence and Likely Stories, which was released in 1992. It only made number 39 in the English charts.
I must admit, I hadn't heard
Never
it
heard it, no. And it didn't do anything in the USA at all. So, One that got away from America.
Well, thanks for introducing it.
No worries. Right, the next one I'd like to choose is another young lady who was born in the 40s. Her first hit was Don't Make Me Over, which was a single in 1962.
You're going to ask a difficult question, aren't you?
So there you go. That's all I'm telling you. Who is it?
Was Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick. Nice try. Famous American singer, of course, Dionne Warwick. And what's the name of the song, Udoxy?
That was What Goes Around.
What Goes Around, correct, yes.
Very good, very good.
Nice chart, a nice selection there.
Playing with Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues band. Absolutely brilliant.
And very sounding very gospely there.
Yes,
I thought,
definitely, yes, yes.
And did you know that Warwick, I keep calling him Warwick, Warwick's cousin was, of course, Whitney Houston.
Sadly no longer with us.
Yes. Next, please.
Next one I'm going for is This song is written by Kenny Loggins, who wrote Footloose, which people might have heard of. Mm-hmm. It's taken from the LP Minute by Minute in 1978.
Well, that should give it away.
And the song is called What a Fool Believes, being sung by the Doobie Brothers.
What a Fool Believes from 1979. Nice one. I think that was covered by Dionne Warwick. Warwick, I keep forgetting to call her Warwick, in 2000. So yeah, there is a link to the previous song.
Definitely, definitely. Good. Now, my next song, the gentleman in question, he was in the group Dire Straits, which were formed in 1977. Then he decided to go solo, and he had a solo album called The Golden Heart. Mm-hmm. This is taken from it, and it was released in 1996. Can you tell me who it is, please?
Thank you. outside the door. Once upon a time there were cannibals, now there are no cannibals anymore. Well, lay down your head, now don't get out of bed. Don't you let the bed bugs bite. It's time to go to sleep now, not another peep, and I'll see you in the morning light. And then the radio's playing and the weatherman is saying, oh, we're gonna blow.
Okay, Doxy, who was that?
I think that was Mark Knopfler.
Oh, wow, what an amazing knowledge of music.
And what was it called?
Oh, it's cool.
That was Cannibals.
Very, very good.
Very good.
Good.
From 96, I think it was his first solo album,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, taking from the Golden Heart LP.
I remember seeing a BBC 4 documentary on Mark Knopfler, and it was fantastic. It was really a revealing insight into the world of a songwriter.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's basically a songwriter.
Yes.
And apart from being an amazing guitarist, but he was talking about, he calls it his scrapyard.
Really?
Of ideas.
Yes.
He has this scrapyard of ideas, and he picks out phrases that we all use in everyday language, and he puts them into his scrapyard and keeps them, pulls them out into
right,
songs.
Every now and then. A song with
it's
them.
Amazing
good
how
on
the
excellent
world of a songwriter looks. It's totally different to us ordinary folk.
Us mere mortals, yes.
So, what would you like next?
Next, I'm going to 1978, and the lady in question was born in 1946 again. I seem to keep going for these older ladies born in the 40s. Her real name was Patricia Lee Smith, and this song was co-written by who, please?
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because tonight
Okay, Doxie, who was that?
Patti Smith.
That's correct. And the name of the song, please?
Because the Night.
Oh, what a star.
Co-written by our friend Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
Ah, the answer to the question, yes.
Definitely, definitely. Good. Now, the next track I've got, The Gentleman Concerned, again, was born in 1946. And when he released this song, he went by the name of Arthur Baker and the Backbeat Disciples.
Ooh, that sounds difficult.
But we know him better as Who Please.
Arthur Baker and the Backbeat Disciples.
Yes.
Doxie, put us out of our misery. Who was that, please?
Al Green?
Al Green, yes.
Or the Reverend Al Green.
The Reverend Al Green, no less.
On now, yes.
And what was the name of the song, please?
Love is the Message.
Well done. Yes, excellent.
Right, moving on to my next track. The group were formed in 1967. This song came out in 1976. The gentleman concerned, Mr. T-Rex, and could
Mr.
you give...
Mr. T-Rex?
T-Rex, and can you give me five other hits, five popular hits he had, please?
Okay. Udoxy, who was that?
T-Rex.
T-Rex, indeed. Mark Bolan, of course. And what was the name of the song?
I Love to Boogie.
I Love to Boogie.
Five other hits, or popular ones, were Jeepster, Ride a White Swan, Get It On, Hot Love, and Telegram Sam.
Metal Guru, another one.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeep. Did you say Jeepster?
Jeepster, yes, yes. Oh, okay. That was my first one, yes, yes.
So, next one, please.
Moving on. This gentleman, he was in the Communards or Bronski Beat. Then he went solo and in 1990 came out with this song.
Everybody says to do each and every little thing.
Doctor, save my voice. Who was that?
Jimmy Somerville.
Jimmy Somerville, yes, that's right. And the song was called?
You Don't Know.
You Don't Know. Yes, and we're trying to work out who wrote that originally, didn't we?
The Bee Gees did it, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's been covered by lots of
people.
Yeah,
lots of people.
I can't quite think.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Taken from the LP Small Town Boy as well, so more useless information there for you. Good.
And what's the next bit of useless information, please?
The next bit of useless information is that this gentleman, he was born in 1951.
Uh-huh.
He was born in Middlesbrough, and he was the son of an ice cream seller. This song reached number 12 in the UK single charts, and it's taken from the LP Dancing with Strangers, which was released in 1987. Who is it, please?
Thank you.
I do love that song. It's great, isn't it? What a great guitar riff.
Makes you just want to get up and bop, doesn't it?
Definitely. Oh, put us out of our misery, yeah. Eudoxie. Who was that, please?
Chris Rea.
And what was the name of the song?
Let's Dance.
Of course, Let's Dance. All right. If we must.
Definitely, definitely. Now, my next track, Gentleman Concerned used to have a band called the Silver Bullets Band. This song came out in 1978, and it was the second single from the Stranger in Town LP, Who is the Gentleman Concerned?
Western boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
Night.
Oh, I hope you played that nice and loud.
Good driving music. Good driving
fantastic.
Music.
Like most of your songs are like good driving songs. And a favourite, Kath's, that's Gary's wife, of course, is here in the studio, sitting there quietly in the corner, turning Gary off as usual, correcting him. Say hello, Kath.
Hello, Ian.
By the way, who was that then? Udoxy, save my voice, please.
Bob Seger.
Seger, yeah. And the name?
Hollywood Knight.
Well, of course. Doesn't everybody know that?
Everybody knows that one. Everybody knows that one.
Excellent, yeah.
Now, my next tune, it was released by a gentleman, David Bowie, and it was covered by a young lady who was born, and her real name is Marie MacDonald McLaughlin Lawrie. She was born in 1948. Mm-hmm. She's had a bit of a varied career. She's been a singer, an actress, and a TV personality. And she's better known as who, please?
Put us out of our misery. Who was that, please?
Lulu.
Lulu, of course. And the name of the song?
The Man Who Sold the World.
The Man Who Sold the World. Of course, a cover of David Bowie's hit.
Yes, yes. By Lulu again, who's, like I said, been a good singer, actress and TV personality. And she was in the film To Sir With Love, if I'm not mistaken.
And in your opinion, a better version than David Bowie, I think.
Definitely, definitely, I think, yes.
Well, we come to the end, the last song now. And thanks to Kath and Gary for coming in and providing such a great selection.
Thank you very much for having us.
Special thanks to Eudoxie for her amazing knowledge of pop music. Very impressive. Say goodbye, Eudoxie. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
And thanks for listening, everyone. What's the next song?
The last song is from a young lady who was born in 1970. The song in question was released in 1993 from the album Music Box. It was her seventh chart topper, and it stayed in the American Billboard chart for 8 weeks. Who is this, please?
A la prochaine.
My love.